75 years ago, British colonial India was partitioned into two independent nations, India and Pakistan. Millions of Muslims traveled to Pakistan and millions of Hindus to India. It's one of the biggest mass migrations on record, and it was extremely bloody. Today, India and Pakistan remain enemies. Travel between them can be difficult. But the grandson of a man born in Pakistan and raised in India found a way to take his grandfather back to his birthplace, virtually. NPR's Lauren Freyer has this report from New Delhi.
School ka certificate.
Does it have a date? 1947?
An elementary school certificate from the 1940s is all that Ishar Das Arora has left from his hometown in what is now Pakistan. He's from a Hindu family. They were minorities in a Muslim area. And at the time of partition in 1947, they came under attack. They decided to flee to Hindu-majority India, and they left with only what they could carry, he recalls. As we fled, I saw our village go up in flames. All the Hindu houses were set on fire, he says. They hid in a cattle shed. Ishar was 8 years old. He remembers his father had a cough and they worried it would give away their hiding place. But a kind Muslim neighbor, the village chief, protected them. He sat atop the roof to fend off mobs of attackers, Ishar explains. They survived the night and the next day crossed into India. That was the last Ishar saw of his hometown called Bela, a village surrounded by green hills. We used to stand on the hill and shout, he says, and the last word would echo back. That was 75 years ago. Ishar never returned to Pakistan. He couldn't. The two countries are still on a war footing. His family spent time in a refugee camp and later moved to Delhi. Ishar became a civil engineer. He got married, had children, and then grandchildren.
We actually went to a wedding in Amritsar, and that's when he started talking that now there was a camp here.
That's Ishar's grandson, Sparsh Ahuja. He recalls how a few years ago, they went to a family wedding near the Pakistan border, and his grandfather suddenly opened up and started talking about this beautiful village called Bela. Sparsh, the grandson, had been studying in the UK, where he met Sadia Gardezi, a Pakistani, and they got to talking.
It's difficult, for example, for me to visit India. It's hard for them to visit Pakistan. So how can we collaborate to kind of show former refugees their ancestral homes again?
Together with a third friend, Sparsh and Sadia launched a virtual reality project. One of them would go to Pakistan, the other would go to India, and they'd make 3D films for elderly survivors of partition and for the public.
When you've grown up in India or Pakistan, you have a very one-sided official history. And projects like ours basically help fill the gaps. And we often joke that, you know, if you put together the national curriculums of India, Pakistan, maybe we can have kind of a story of what actually happened and what our actual histories are.
So they applied for grant money, got sensitivity training to deal with trauma survivors, and pulled out a map of the subcontinent.
All I knew was like Bela, Jund.
Sparsh was able to visit his ancestral village himself because he has an Australian passport. He brought a video camera and a handwritten map from his grandfather.
He had like drawn a little map of the village.
A scribbled map that's a recollection from when he was 8 years old.
Yeah, that's all we had. The village.
You took the piece of paper?
Yeah. The
village. Somehow he found Bela. Just a cluster of mud houses and a mosque. Sparsh wanted to find the family of the village chief, the man who guarded his grandfather atop that roof. So he goes up to a woman in the street.
I've come from India. This is what I'm looking for. I show her the scribble and she's like, okay, well, I don't know if it's the same guy, but like, that's his house over there.
That's his house right there, she says. Sparsh knocks on the door. A man answers. Sparsh tells his story and the man says, that was my grandfather who saved yours.
And then the whole village suddenly came out from...
He recorded messages from villagers and scenes of what Bela looks like now. The site of old Hindu homes, the school where his grandfather got that certificate.
Then I mentioned the story about the hill that echoed and his son, so the great-grandson, was like, I know where that hill is. Like, we call it the Speaking Hill. And so they took me to that hill.
He filmed that, too. The result is a 3D video immersion. Into the Pakistani village of Bela, viewed through a virtual reality device.
It's like glasses with a thing on the front, and it's got a strap that goes around your head, and you're about to strap this on your granddad's head.
Allowing 83-year-old Ishar, in his living room in Delhi, to be transported back to his boyhood.
Bela village, in Jhanda.
He's in the world of his village right now. He's hearing music and he's seeing...
The music I've edited, because this is his song he sings all the time.
And there's some voices now.
Speaking of the village chief's son, who I recorded.
When the video ends and Ishar takes off the headset, he says Bela is as beautiful as he remembered. My school is still there, he says, and the hills where my voice used to echo. Sparsh and Sadia have made dozens of videos like this for survivors and also for the societies they live in. Because in Sparsh's grandfather's case...
He was attacked by Muslims and also saved by Muslims. That's not something that fits neatly into the boxes of either Indian or Pakistani, like national history. And so the more of these stories we cover, the more blurred lines that we create.
Blurred lines and borders across this subcontinent. Some of these videos will be on display in museums in India, Pakistan, the US, and the UK this summer to mark the 75th anniversary of partition. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, New Delhi.